Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get a chance to visit with Ryan Kaw. He is the North American Harvesting Manager for Case IH. Ryan, combines have evolved so much over the last 25 years. Are we about to the end of that evolution?
Oh, I don't think so. So you said combines have evolved, and they've evolved along with everything else in the agricultural industry. So, at Case IH, we're looking for what problems are facing our producers today and what solutions we can provide for them within our combines. A lot of that ties back to some of our core principles at Case, which are, grain quality, grain savings, throughput, capacity, and simplicity. We'll be taking those messages into the future as we continue to evolve with our current combines and some of the things that are coming down the road in the future. But tying back to technology, which is on everybody's mind right now, we have, I think, one of the top combine automations in the industry right now with our Harvest Command, allowing our producers to do more in a day. Specifically with one of the other issues they're facing, which is skilled labor or the lack thereof. So as we visit farms across North America here, that's a common theme from producers, that finding somebody to get in the cab of that combine and operate where they're comfortable is a difficult task sometimes, and Harvest Command helps them overcome that.
So tell me about how Harvest Command helps overcome that. Basically, you don't have to be a skilled operator?
So Harvest Command allows the owner of that machine to come in and decide how they want to harvest. If they're looking for things like max throughput, grain quality, grain savings, and make minimal settings to that combine. What crop conditions you're in, what crop type you're in. And then really the machine senses that crop flow as it's coming through and does all the hard work for you. So it goes through and adjusts. Adjust your losses, adjust your throughput, adjust your ground speed to make sure that you're harvesting at the optimal efficiency.
And it'll adjust during the day as conditions change.
Absolutely. So, if we know field conditions in the morning versus the afternoon, and in particular when the sun goes down, change quite drastically. So having that machine make those adjustments throughout the day, again, provide the most efficient harvesting throughout the entire harvesting day.
So will machines continue to get bigger?
I think machines will continue to get more efficient and provide that throughput and capacity. Again, when we're talking to producers, that's what they're looking for. They're looking to be able to harvest more acres per day, more bushels per hour. So whether that means the machines get bigger or what that looks like going into the future, we know the target and we're striving to reach that at Case IH.
So when you design a new combine, come out with a new, model or series, what kind of a life do you expect out of that? 10 years, 5 years, or what? How many years can that work before you have to come out with a new one?
So I think throwing a specific number of years on it's difficult to do, but ultimately, when the combine can no longer provide the solution for our customers, we need to be at that drawing board before that, so we can come out with a solution that meets their needs.
We're visiting with Ryan Kaw. He's North American Harvesting Manager for Case IH. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.